If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo.
Country roads, take me home.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Patriot Privilege with myself, Nick Marani. This is my second episode, but this is going to be my first video episode that I do post and make available on my Instagram. What I want to talk about today is, as you all know, if you haven't already, YouTube star Jake Paul and former NBA basketball player Nate Robinson. They had a boxing match, a friendly competitive match, exhibition match, and it basically ended out with Jake Paul ultimately knocking out Nate Robinson. Jake Paul ended up winning, and then there was just like, yeah, so there was just a, so that's what ended up happening. And then Jake Paul, he ended up on Vice TV with hosts Jemele Hill and Kerry Champion, and so they said something that's pretty interesting because, especially this year in 2020, we had a big, I guess, conversation about racism this year all of a sudden. Most likely because it's an election year. That's the only reason why it came up, and that's just my stance on it. But to be honest with you, that is the real reason why racism came up, because it was an election year. And just watch the clip.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
First and foremost, was it racist to knock a black man out? That is the question of the
week. Stop asking me that. I said no.
It's not racist.
It's a shitty question. It's a sport.
Why is it a shitty question? Why is it a shitty question?
Because how does this have anything to do with race? It doesn't.
It's a fine question. We got to wake you up. You got to be a part of this conversation.
That's right.
It's like, because if you can go from...
So basically, Kerry Champion asks Jake Paul if it was racist for him to knock out Nate Robinson on national television. And the reason for this is, like most liberal media TV journalist stars do, they're trying to make money, they are in the media, they're trying to sell, get high ratings, of course, but then they're gonna play with the same old color, skin color card, race card, like they all do. Nate Robinson being a former black NBA player and Jake Paul being a white YouTube star. And when it ended up, when the fight ended up being in Jake Paul's favor, because he's white and he beat Nate Robinson in the boxing match, apparently that to them, they decided to ask the question whether or not that was racist. And it's not, and Jake Paul explained it really well. It was a boxing match. It was a match between two highly competitors, two trash talkers, honestly. They both talk a lot of smack. This was a competition between just two athletes, and Jake Paul ended up winning. It has nothing to do with race at all. It's not like racist if Alex Caruso dunks on Kevin Durant or something like that. You could honestly, in that situation, say anything's racist. And then they did get a lot of backfire for asking that question. A lot of people said that was disgusting. And then they replied back. Kerry Champion replied back in a tweet that, hold on a sec. I should have been prepared for that. But she said, y'all, Jemele Hill and I were trolling a troll with permission. This wasn't an interview with weight. It was sarcastic. And the problem I have that with that is, like, it's kind of frustrating to pull that card out because you being on the liberal side of this whole thing, and then when you get called out for something like that, when normally you're on the offensive side of that race issue, when you get called out for it, and all of a sudden it's a joke. The problem with that is people like me, conservatives, and basically anyone else, doesn't even have to be just conservatives, but people are getting attacked just for not siding with the whole BLM organization. There's, in fact, a lot of people that just don't associate with themselves with the Black Lives Matter movement or just wanting to fix this fake systematic racism problem in general. And that's the problem. Like, you can't just say, oh, it was a joke when things don't go your way. It just doesn't work like that because there's a lot of people that lost their businesses, a lot of people that lost their, their property was destroyed all because of this insane race issue that is always provoked. And of course, this race issue was again provoked by, nonetheless, the media, of course. And, I mean, I just think they should have owned up to it. It's not a joke. If you're going to take racism seriously, especially if you're the media, if you've been doing that all year, you're just going to make racism such a huge issue like they always do, then you should just own up to it and take it seriously and just expect that to be your thing, I guess. And here's the thing, too. Like, racism would not be a problem if it wasn't provoked in this manner like it has been all year. Racism wouldn't be an issue if we just stopped seeing people by the color of their skin and just start seeing people by their character. Even Morgan Freeman, famous, he commentates on multiple documentaries. He's an actor. He's also a director. Brilliant guy. Also, he's black. And he said, The only way we will overcome this race issue is if we stop talking about it. And I totally agree with that. And I'll just show you this clip because he explains it so much better than I could ever do.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, he just says it flat out, and it makes perfect sense. I think we are a lot more decent country, a lot more unified when we stop fixating on the color of people's skin and more on people's character. And there's nothing wrong with celebrating your culture and where you came from. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you let skin color get in the way of how you see people, then that's when it's a problem. And anyways, that's all I have. I think I'm just gonna end it there. That's literally facts, period. Just stop judging people by the color of their skin. Like, there's no reason for it. Like, if we are all American and that's it, it's just that simple. I have to end it there because that's facts, period. And anyways, this was just a quick episode. Still getting better at this. And, anyways, I'm still trying to end this. How do I end this? Do you just say stop? Or do you just keep rolling? I'm just gonna end it. I can't even end this. I have to figure out a good way to do it. But hope you all enjoyed. Peace out.